I like weapons. According to the Marine Corps, I'm an expert shot with both a rifle and a pistol. I have enjoyed combining intent with attention to hit a target at various distances at the firing range. When I started having children in my home, I decided that despite locks and cabinets, it would be safer if I let my weapons go. But I never owned an assault weapon. Although I fired one in the Marine Corps, I could not think of a single valid reason to own one. I have looked hard for examples of brave homeowners saving their home from a squad or company-sized gang of intruders armed with his assault rifles, banana clips, and 2,000 rounds of ammunition. I have not found a single example of an Alamo or Stonewall Jackson type of event where a person stood his ground against a horde of intruders, and after the smoke cleared, he stood defiantly in his home in a small mountain of spent shells among the stacked bodies of his evil foes. What I have found, however, is time after soul-wrenching time that one person with an assault weapon has killed many innocent people very quickly, armed with weapons meant only for war. This has to stop. Yes, we have a constitutional right to bear arms. Yes, we have a right to defend ourselves. The right to bear arms is not the question. Just as it is illegal for a person to own hand grenades, landmines, rocket launchers, or laser-guided missiles, no one should be able to own a weapon that fires 900 rounds per minute. The president may come out with a policy that restricts gun ownership, but I don't think any single act by the president can change anything. I don't think any gun control law can be passed unless Americans decide that it's in the people's best interest to do so. All of us, gun lovers, gun haters, and all of those in between, have to decide that individuals owning a weapon of mass destruction is not in America's best interest. With a perspective, I'm T. Lee Bailey.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.